So she was in that condition of pain, dermatitis. I have done skin postings. I know what is exfoliative dermatitis means what. And then finally they just put her in one room. And she wanted Radha Gopinath picture to be in front of her. So when one time Radhanath Maharaj and Jandanivas Prabhu dressed Radha Gopinath on a Pushpa Abhishek building, full of flowers only. Mm-hmm. All dresses, ornaments, everything was flower. All earrings and everything made of crown, everything was flowers. Mm-hmm. And that calendar she wanted to be in front of her, at her eyesight like this. So, and she would not even able to move her finger also. Itna she was in agony, you know. Like she had to be lifted like this if something has to be done. And we went to meet her because we knew this is last day, so wanted to meet her. So I went, Maharaj also, we all together went. And she just jumped from her bed and sat down as soon as Maharaj came. You know, and spoke to him and tell him, give him milk, give him water. And in that state also, she wanted to serve him. And they were also amazed, right? How she got up? Days, she could not even move her finger also. She just got up, sat up and talked to him. The Maharaj forced her to lie down. And then a lot of things, communication took place and all. Most amazing. And she said, Radha Gopinath. Like that, she can't speak English, no? So she is saying, Radha Gopinath. Showing to the photograph. Then I told her, ये जो मूर्ति है ना ये जो उत्सव है ना इसका श्रृंगार इन्होंने किया था आईज लिटेड ओ रियली एंड व्हेन शी डाइड हाउ शी डाइड शी वाज शी हैड सो मच फेथ इन धर्मेश बाबा सो मच शी हैड फेथ एंड द ग्लोरियस थिंग व्हिच आई हर्ड व्हिच शी टोल्ड बिफोर डाइंग टू हर डॉटर्स यू नो कि आई बिलीव इन टू बाबाज धर्मेश बाबा मैंने राधानाथ बाबा said that, no? But then they told us that in the last days she was told. Brajvasis means what? Their whole life is into seeing Babas only. No? They are only living, getting up and talking and living and growing up and everything in between sadhus only. No? So for them sadhus is not a new thing. So for them to keep faith in this extent to someone is something extraordinary. So when she came to the point of dying, she said, call Baba, Ramesh Baba, call him down. Immediately left whatever he was doing, he just came down and he took her in his lap. So first, as soon as he came, she said, wash his feet and give me water. So Baba was very embarrassed, you know, how can a sadhu say, okay, wash my feet, but she was so what do you call, clear in her communication, you know. She told Baba, maya paav dhone ko pani mang rahi hai, that's all. So Baba had to accept and they washed their feet. And they fed that water to her. She drank it. And then Baba sat down. He is sannyasi. He is not supposed to go close to women and all. Sat down. They put her in the lap of Baba. And Baba caressing her, she left her body. Can you imagine that?
She wanted it like that.
No, it just happened. She just understood that she is going. So she called Baba. Baba came running down. She survived till that time. And then in all these things happened. All these pastimes happened when she was in last moments. She's so conscious and so alert, you know, and the body is finished, but the soul is so alive and awake. And she died like that. So one day I have a desire that I will write a book called The Amazing People I Met in Life. So I will write this story. You know? So such a lady she was, you know, such a wonderful lady. You know? And how much love she gave us when we were there, you know, she passed away. I miss her so much when I go there. A photograph is there. And I have taken her some memorable pictures. I used to do photography in professional photograph camera, no? And I have taken unlimited pictures of this. And she would, without fail, with all these services she would do whole day, still, her routine time, she would do 11 ho, 12 ho, whatever she does, all service to everybody, then she will take bath and she will open her big Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam was so big. In the style she will put and recite Bhagavatam without fail. And I have taken that picture reciting Bhagavatam with Bhagavatam open. Like that. And many other pictures I have taken. And they have put that picture which I have taken on their temple ke upar lagaya unhone, which I have taken. Like that. So
you would like to see the
photo. Oh, bada photo hai.
Oh, Maya ka photo lagaya upar. We can see that. Unka pitaji ka photo bhi maine nikala hua hai. Wo bhi lagaya unhone. And one fine day I went to Barsana. ऐसा ही मैं गया था घूमते घूमते. सो दे वर ऑल सिटिंग राउंड सर्कल बना था एंड देर थाउजेंड्स ऑफ पिक्चर्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम एंड देर सॉर्टिंग आउट. यू नो सर क्या चल रहा है? सर नहीं वो बहुत पुराने फोटोग्राफ थे वो देख रहे थे किसका किसका फोटोग्राफ है. एंड मेनी ऑफ द फोटोग्राफ वो टेकन बाय मी एंड देर सॉर्टिंग आउट. यू नो मैया का फोटोग्राफ भैया का दीदी का ऐसे निकाल रहे थे वो लोग. वो बहुत पुराने 92 में गए. दे वर जस्ट मैरिड सो आई टेकन द पिक्चर ऑन द एरेस एंड ऑल दोस थिंग्स. जस्ट मैरिड लाला एंड हिज वाइफ एंड mother, father and then full family behind and small baby in front, all those things they have kept preserved them nicely and some of them are with me also. I have scanned them and kept them nicely. These are the people, you know, most glorious people. And as you said very rightly, unassuming matlab, you will not even know only. I'm talking about this lady, I talk to you about this lady and this man. So much they are, you know, unassuming is a very difficult thing to do in life. So you know, little thing in life now you want to always somehow express it. You know that I did, that particular thing, you know, that thing, you know, that I did, by the way. Somehow you want to convey to you, even if you don't want to talk about it also, I'll somehow take out topic and somehow let you know, it was me, by the way, that one, it was me. Somehow you let you know how great I am and don't look at me with so, you know, belittling sight, you know. Look at me with respect, I am that person. Somehow I want to convey. So we can't remain unassuming. If you go to most unknown crowd, somehow we'll end up in telling who we are. And what who am I and what I have done. If you go to the most unknown crowd, you can't just go through it without doing anything. You will make many people known what you are doing and what you are. Somehow you will say, I am so and so Das and I am so and so and I am from this place and I am the one who hold the camp here. Immediately you will come up with that. You cannot go unassuming. So remaining unassuming condition is a very big, you need a very deep humility in the heart to really remain unassuming in that condition. Otherwise you can't be in that condition. And they are of that people, you know. All time like that only. And consistently like that. They are not effortfully like that. They are consistently unassuming in their life. So this is what we have to look for. The world around us is always telling us how to be proud. How to tell people who we are, how to glorify yourself, how others make others glorify you. But they are different people. Reboot.